kom en drake förbi med min julklapp. Krutet var slut, jag behövde en vaknatt. Han öppnade sitt paket och tog ut en färsk dos, blandade upp den och sa: jag bjuder på en raket. Och det var vad det var, för jag har varit uppe hela natten, jobbat med min sida, uppgraderat min hemsida, gjort lite nya skivomslag och jammat konstant. Vad ska man säga, livet är ju som det är. Man känner på sig att någonting kommer, men man vet aldrig riktigt vad det är i paketen. Ibland så känner jag mot viljan när ödet vill mig en sak, men som Bob Marley sa: the things that you refuse are the things that you should choose. I hold no more judgment against any drug. I don't say that's better or that it's wrong. They are just functions that open up different possibilities within us. And for an artist such as I need to have a lift sometimes to be able to break free from captivity, captivity of the mind, from captivity, the doctrines of the school, from captivity, the institution. I gotta let it go. So when peace is within my mind, as I feel it is just right now, I feel I'm one step further to feeling good. For the first time in a long time, I have felt very good. Of course the pain is here constantly, but I know now how to get rid of it. Slowly, slowly letting go of soul, letting go of history. No more walking down the memory lane, soon I'll be ready to just stay in the present. And then I know what will happen. Yes, enlightenment, it's on its way. Yeah, it surely is. It feels so easy now, better than when I was young and unexperienced. Now I know what is happening and I don't feel so scared. But I remember the pain. I remember how Babylon chained me. I remember how they brutalized me when I saw the light for the first time. They threw me in a cell and locked up the door. They didn't give me no food, no, no, no. They put needles in my veins till I went unconscious. But during that seizure I saw paradise. So it was worth it. It was worth the pain that I went through. And some pain I went through, I will repeat. I'm going through the pain, same, same pain again. But now on another level, more than 15 years later. I feel secure. Babylon won't break down my door. I feel secure. I won't be the victim, no, not this time. But it's easy to become a victim when you're moving upstream. You see all the people, them go straight forward, but you just can't do the same as everyone else. Cause something is within you that push you forward to your own goal and to a righteous life in the eyes of the Almighty High. That's how it's feel to be enlightened. And now I feel safe, even though I know it's the same thing happening again. Last time it went out in a tragedy, but this time I hope I will manage to enlighten myself and stay on the path and have a career as anyone else, yeah. Cause I feel good, I feel good, I feel good. Yes, I feel so good. Even though my pain is strong, I feel so good. Because now I know I can take care of myself. I can survive in castles and on streets. I can make money and I know where to buy cheap. So I say now, I'm in an age where my free will is a beautiful, beautiful thing. I don't feel like a victim, no. Whatever I've come, I sure have deserved it. But it was also the teachings that I needed to learn how to heal myself. And now I am a shaman, I know it's in my heart. I got colleagues everywhere and it's a brand new start. I feel confident, I am where I per what is called. I am just in the spot where I prophesized I would be 15 years ago when they signed me out from the mental hospital. They asked me, what are you gonna do now? I say I will become a shaman and get a studio. And that's what I have done. But now I'm at the crossroads again. For now what? I ask, now what? I say, now what? What is coming next? What is coming next? I don't know, so I do like this, one step at a time, through reality. And this reality, how strange it would be, it's just like a dream to me, like a dream to me. Like a dream to me, like a dream to me, like a dream to me.